Hey, 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 yes, welcome to the live stream of consciousness. We are back here again. I have made it. You have made it. We are here together. This is my happy place. The live stream of consciousness is a podcast where I have a great conversation with somebody about spirituality and why we're here and all of those things. And I'm excited to be here today. I have a guest on who is somebody who I don't know, and you guys know when I do the show, it's either somebody I know well, and we have a conversation
Jeremy,
that way, or...
Jeremy.
Yes, Mike.
Practice that thing, that you know, the thing that you've been practicing?
It's my special thing I do in the mirror?
That's right. I think now's the time.
All right. Mike, I'm getting in.
You're doing it? I don't know, he's not reacting to it.
What's going on?
I'm what's going on.
Hello?
I'm in, Mike. Oh. I got it.
Well, are you? You're in his mind?
Hey, my name's Mike, and I have a podcast. I think I'd look better with just a mustache. I've got an Audi belly button.
Jeremy, are you making him say these things?
Yeah, Mike. Hold on.
My dick is so much bigger than Mike and Jeremy's.
I was just thinking that. I didn't mean to make him say that, Mike. I'm sorry.
What are you gonna do? Like, how are we gonna steal his podcast?
Well, we don't usually do podcasts this early. You want some coffee?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay, hold
on.
I
would love some coffee.
All right, hold on.
Hi, this is Michael, and I'm gonna go get some coffee from the Big Gay Barista down the street.
Oh, there he goes. Wow. You're just going to control... Can you do the show and control him with your mind?
No, as soon as he gets 15 feet away, it goes away.
Well, hopefully he just keeps that and he just goes with it.
How can I escape sneaking suspicion that we are taught on superstition, 'cause the more I learn, the less I believe. The reality of fact is greatly deceived. We live, we die, and there is the end. Is the cold, sad truth of life, my friend. And I just wanna live forever. Bureaucracy, and I don't want to die, not ever. It is true, and nor do you, still it's what we all must go through, and I don't want to die, not ever. I want to live forever. I want to live forever. Searching for some light that I could never find.
Welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Tired.
Yeah, me too.
I'm tired boy.
This is the earliest we've ever done a recording since we've started this podcast.
You're going to have to give me a few minutes to wake up and regain consciousness.
That's right. You're in the in-between, Jeremy. So, yes, the live stream of consciousness, Michael Zib.
Zip.
Zip. Hold on.
Eret. Zip. Eret.
Michael Zinn, the host of the live stream, he starts off by asking a guest usually, what is consciousness? Now, we don't have a guest because no one wants to wake up this early. We want to dedicate this episode to a loved one, our cousin Alex, who unfortunately he got murdered a couple weeks ago. He was shot dead in a road rage incident. Not great. We went to the memorial yesterday, saw the family. What button are you about to hit? Jeremy. But he was very loved. He was, you know, at a point in his life where he was getting everything on track. He had a plan. He was doing good. And then he just got fucking stolen from us for no reason at all, because some fucking dipshit small dick motherfucker with a gun.
Allegedly just, small dick.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's a fact, but
he was a pretty tiny man.
He just didn't like the way that Alex was driving and just shot him, unloaded a clip. It's shitty. Anyway, so we went to the memorial yesterday, which is why we rescheduled our recording for early this Sunday morning. But yeah, we want to dedicate this episode to our cousin Alex. You will be missed, bud, and we love you very much.
Love you, buddy.
What is consciousness?
What's it smell like?
What does it mean? I was thinking about this. This is, you know, it's Jermaine. You know, Alex is in the realm beyond. So he's out there exploring whatever's over there. Everyone, you know, our family predominantly is Christian. So during the memorial, it's, you know, he's in heaven. He's in a better place. And I think, you know, we all want that. That's what we want. We want there to be this wonderful, glorious. Something else.
Anything else.
The whole adventure starts when you die, and then that's the rest of your existence for eternity. So I like to think that he's somewhere. I mean, consciousness is one of those things. Is like, does it go away? Is consciousness only while you're alive? Because you got blood pumping through your brain. Your brain is the mechanism, and then the consciousness is the byproduct. And then we are an amalgamation of the events that have taken place that defines us, who we are, and how we make decisions. Is it just that, or is there something more? Is the soul involved? Is the soul the part of your consciousness that allows you to have a personality, or is it all just impulses through your brain, sent neurotransmitters, and then you're just this? You know, what is it, Jeremy? What is consciousness?
I've heard a theory. You know, the whole energy can't be destroyed or destroyed.
Created or destroyed.
Created or destroyed.
Destroyed or destroyed?
Yeah, it can't be. No, yes, destroyed or destroyed. It couldn't be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
And when you die, that energy goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere.
So they say.
And then the theories also include reincarnation. That consciousness is then re-uploaded into another meat body. Is that what it is? Or is it another human body? Are you going into a tiger cub or a wolf baby? You know,
I was the king goldfish, the pet supermarket.
Yeah, I was a beta in a tiny little tank. And so the rabbit hole that you go down when you start asking these questions, you know, is immense. There's no end. There's 1,000,000,000,000 theories. And you have every religion on the planet that's got their own version. You know, who's right? Who's wrong? Is it all the same but different interpretations and books that made by humans? You know, is it? You know, if you get to heaven and you meet the entity, you know, the creator of all kind, it's like, oh, it's God. It's, well, you call me that. You know, they call me Allah. These people call me Jeff, you know.
It looks like the faceless poet.
For a while, I was a giant spaghetti monster. That was weird. And when they died, I actually took that form just to freak them out.
What's that? What did the faceless poet sound like again?
I think that was pretty spot on.
I love it.
So, like, is it the same? Is nobody right? Is nobody wrong? Is everyone right? And it's just a different. We put different labels on it. You know, is everyone there? Does your perception in your human form? Is that stunted? And then when you escalate into the beyond, it's you gain the knowledge of the universe, and therefore your trifling life that you led on Earth is no longer relevant. And you know, you can probably maybe recall your life, but do you still have those type of feelings towards your loved ones? Is, you know, do people have cliques? Are all the emos hanging out together in one section of the afterlife?
Emo heaven.
Yeah. So like you got the emo kids.
Emo heaven is hell light.
You know, do you still have opinions? Because opinions, differing opinions can cause
sexual
tension.
I'm trying to read what you're doing with your hands.
When people have differing opinions, they tend to clash with those opinions, and it creates like upheaval and unrest.
That's not what you're doing with your hands. Your hands are interlocking, like they're joining together. It's not clashing.
There we go. Two fists. Okay. So if you do have like opinions about things, and other people have opinions, and you are able to interact with people in an afterlife.
Why do you keep doing that?
I don't know.
Same Stop it.
Jeremy, they're in heaven.
You know, fighting all the time.
That's visual.
That's where we need video.
Yeah, that's why we need video. I was taking my finger and shoving it through my hole in my hand, like, you know, the sex sign.
Like the sex.
Like the sex that happens sometimes with other people.
And not me. not me. With other people.
You know how other people do it. So, okay, my question, like, if you do have opinions, if you retain your personality and you're just you, but you're dead and you interact with other dead people, can you go to heaven and just argue with people?
Well, would you argue with people?
What?
Would you argue with people?
I mean, I would probably not. I don't tend to argue with people in life overall if I don't have to.
If you're just floating around and everything's great, there's nothing to argue about.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So does that go away? Do you have a basic understanding of where you are? Everyone else has that, and then they realize that all of those opinions are worthless because that was on Earth problems, and then you're worried about just floating around, going to the ephemeral, the ethereal Starbucks.
The femoral artery.
And who works there? Is it just a Starbucks that gives you your coffee automatically? It just appears? Or you don't even need a Starbucks. You can just get whatever you want. And now we're going into the whole good place scenario. Is heaven so great that people just don't want to be there anymore?
Well, is there anything physical? Like, are you even drinking coffee?
Right. You don't need to, but it's like, you know, what's your mission going to be after you die? You know, you don't need to worry about anything. There's no chores that need to be done. There's no projects that you want to do. You know?
You just know everything.
Yeah, you just exist. And then, so there's that. And then there's also, we are all one consciousness. We're all the same consciousness spread out over many different bodies throughout time. So as people, you know, are born and created, or people that die, you leave the consciousness and then you reform into the consciousness, and everything is connected. That's another big theory.
Like the Erd tree?
The Erd?
From Elden Ring.
Oh, I've not played the game.
You're the one person.
The turd tree?
You're the one person.
Yeah, I never watched The Simpsons, so I don't play that game.
Hmm. Monopoly?
Elden Ring.
Oh. Erd tree?
So what do you think about that, Jeremy? That we're all connected. We're all technically the same consciousness in different bodies living our own little separate sections of life.
Does that make sex masturbation?
Yes. Yes, it does. In that scheme. Is your consciousness being blown? Oh, I'm sorry, Jeremy. Is our consciousness being blown?
Are we blowing each other's consciousness?
Are we blowing each other right now?
I don't know. Like the Borg?
Yeah. Hive mind, but individuality. You know, you're not in your physical body. Maybe that's how some people are psychic. Maybe that's how some people say that they can read other people's minds. And that's what ghosts are sections of the the branched off consciousness just kind of floating, waiting to be reunited into the meat sacks that make up the main consciousness. And then people are connected to that. You know? That's why twins, identical twins, they can almost experience something in separate rooms, you know, and react to what one twin is feeling. How is that consciousness?
Oh,
work?
Whatever. They're all lying. It's not real.
Consciousness?
No.
Twins. Oh, the twin things?
That's all bullshit.
Well, I mean, they've done a lot of studies where they'll, like, you know, they'll prick one of their fingers and then the other one will be like, ah, my finger.
Right. Because they're liars.
Well, they're in separate rooms. They can't see or hear what the other one's experiencing. What are you looking at?
Just pictures.
Of?
Us when we were children, which were sent to us.
Yeah. We've been swapping. We have a cousin chat now, kind of prompted by us. Oh, there's young Jerry. Look at that bowl cut. Look at that bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
From 1997. Oh, Jeremy. Oh, that's Jeff. He has a twig.
It's just no chin.
Yeah, us Rileys don't have chins. We were born without them. It also looks like you're wearing a toupee.
It does. I was so handsome.
You are still handsome.
I got better looking with age.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like a fine wine.
Like a fine whiskey.
A fine whiskey.
Did you know that if you were to bottle, you know how you buy like a 12-year aged bourbon?
Yeah.
And you keep it for 20 years? When you open it? It's just a 12-year aged bourbon.
Yeah.
It's not like wine at all.
No, you need a single malt. Single malt scotches will do that. Will age in the bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like bourbons and stuff?
No. It's just going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Probably worse when you open it later.
Right. This is not meant to be held. Meant to be consumed.
I've had this Evan Williams in my cupboard for 30 years.
It's clear now. I don't know how that works. The brown has settled to the bottom.
There's holes all in the plastic.
Just gonna shake it up.
My 30-year-old plastic bottle of bourbon.
Consciousness.
You were right. Mediums near me.
Are we going to call a psychic?
Fuck yeah. You had a question for a psychic, didn't you?
I don't have any questions.
You did. You
set
just
up
said
for
this,
a psychic.
This must be a question for a psychic.
I mean, the worst case scenario, she just doesn't answer the phone. So we found Psychic Readings by Christine Lynn. I'm going to call this number. Oh, before we call this person, I also wanted to bring up the whole concept of, like, are we living in a simulation? You know, there's some new compelling scientific evidence that's confusing that lead people to believe that we are living in a simulation. So, have you seen the firing the electrons through the two slits, right?
No.
So basically, you have this board and it's got two slits, and then if you shoot stuff through the slits, and then there's a backboard behind everything, the electrons or whatever piece of matter that you fire through those slits are going to hit the wall around the slits, and then the ones that go through the slit go and hit the back wall, right? And they can't go anywhere other than that. They can either hit the wall up front, or they travel through the slit and then hit the wall behind that first wall, right?
Okay.
And then if you fire enough of them in a whole bunch of directions, then you're just left with the main wall up front that's covered in splats. And then the wall in the back only has splats where the slits would be, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they found with electrons specifically, as they fire through these two slits, the back wall has slits and then another pair of slits and then another pair of slits. So they're traveling through the slit, you know, in a straight line, but all of a sudden they're traveling, they're passing through that like they would a wave. Basically, as opposed to just like if you fired a paintball, that paintball is not going to go through the slit and then turn and then create another ghost slit splat pattern in that back wall. So what they're saying is, well, that would happen if it was a simulation.
Maybe electrons move differently than paintballs.
Well, that's the thing. They shouldn't.
Why?
They shouldn't, because they're just a particle and being shot out of a cannon. It just needs to go. It just goes straight. So that when they're firing it to go straight. And then also, if they just move differently, you'd have a random pattern, Jeremy. But they're reproducing the window shape here and here and here and here, equidistant from each other. You see? So the way that you get that series of slit patterns in the back wall is, say if you had waves, right? If you had waves, when the waves hit the slit, they then branch off into several different waves, and then the crests of those waves would hit equidistant points along the back wall. So electrons are not waves. You know, there's the whole concept that they are, you know, quantum. You know, they'll be in two places at once type stuff. But even still, none of that should happen.
They don't work on waves. A lot of things work on waves.
No, like it's not like a light particle. You know, light is a series of particles that travel like a wave, I think. I think that's how light works. It's waves and particles, or the particles behave like waves. One of those two. I'd have to learn about it. Because of that experiment, all the smartest people on the planet are like, none of this should happen. This shouldn't. This should not happen.
All
like
the
this.
Smartest people on the planet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Like
smart scientists.
All of them?
The ones that conduct the experiment.
They all shook hands and agreed that it's a simulation.
Well, they all can. They can all replicate it. That's the problem. Is that more and more scientists that are conducting the experiment are getting a. They're getting that. Okay. Oh, I forgot a very... Jeremy. I forgot a very important part of it. The simulation comes into play now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When they are watching the experiment take place, when mm-hmm. it is actively being observed, the electrons don't do this, Jeremy. They don't produce the ghost sections. If they allow the experiment to go and no one is watching it happen, that's the results that they come back to.
I don't know. That sounds fishy.
No, Jeremy, that's the thing. It's not fishy. It's absolutely true.
I guess.
So the electrons know that they are being observed with this experiment. That's what everyone's freaking out about, is that the electrons know that someone's watching and behave differently when somebody is not watching. So because the electrons behave differently when being observed, that is why people are thinking that it is possible that we're living in a very hyper-real simulation. Because nothing should be, there should not be a result that is hindered or changed by the act of observing it happen.
Yeah, I see. What they're finding out is that the particles, the electrons, have characteristics of particles and characteristics of waves.
Right.
It has both, depending on if it's being observed or not observed.
Exactly. Isn't that bananas?
I don't know. Is it?
So if you watch something happen and it doesn't do it, and it only happens when you don't look at it, mm-hmm. exclusively when you're not watching it happen, that means that particles of really small things that, you know, aren't, they don't have consciousness, Jeremy. These particles do not have consciousness, or we may be learning that they do, you know? But the point is...
they have a very, like, small sense of... conscious, not like making choices, but it can tell if it's being watched and it acts differently in a way.
The electrons are being controlled by Who's from Whoville.
Yeah. Yep. Keebler elves.
Well, you know, they live on a little speck, right? That's the whole thing.
But it sounds like we're just learning more about particles. I don't know if that means we're in a simulation.
Okay, so the reason that
if we're in a simulation, it's not like you think that there's a bunch of people out there with computers watching what we're doing. They're like, oh, shit, they're not observing us. It's time to move the particles like this.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, is because they're saying that the simulation, in order to be hyper-realistic, and they cover this, and Rick and Morty covers shit like this all the time in their show. So they don't generate the entire world. They generate the observable universe around you as you're living life. And that it becomes rendered... when you enter the situation, it becomes rendered once you walk into that area. So it's being constantly rendered around you in a visual area. And so, say for example, if you're looking far away and on a plane, it's pretty blurry over there. You know, you can't see details. You know, it's just kind of hues and colors. And then as you walk, that begins to become clearer to you as you get closer and closer to it.
Yeah, but renders for who?
For the observer.
There's a million people walking around, like, in different directions.
But that's
like,
also...
it's all being rendered for every individual?
But that's also assuming, Jeremy, that everyone else isn't an NPC in this world. That rabbit hole just goes.
No, it
goes.
Doesn't go anywhere. It's retarded.
You're assuming that everyone that you talk to has sentience and consciousness, and they're you know, that they're another person like you. You know, I think, therefore, I am, right?
Yeah.
And so because you think and you have thoughts and you have feelings and you're in your own brain, you know that you exist and you know that you're real. But even then, Jeremy, the NPCs could be too good. The NPCs could be amazing and they have those same things. You know, technology could be so advanced in this simulation that the NPCs think that they're real.
Yeah, so are we, is there
and that
one,
they only exist so in those moments.
Is there anyone who's real?
That's another part of the rabbit hole, Jeremy. Is any of it real? Are we real?
Yes.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Jump off a bridge.
Right?
Jump off a bridge onto concrete and tell me if you're real or not.
Right. So, you know I feel pain. I know that I feel anger and I get horny a lot and, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a, definitely a tough pill to swallow if you go down, if you have that type of mindset. And if I was living in a simulation, I would say, fuck, make it a better one, please. Hello?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I had a thing that really concerned me because I walked into the chateau one day. And I stepped on this large piece of cardboard, and it got stuck to the bottom. I felt it catch my foot. I looked down, and then I looked up, and I looked back down again so I could get it off my foot, and it wasn't there anymore. It was gone. It hadn't even been there. I was like, what happened to that? I'm looking under my shoe. I'm looking around my pants. I'm just like in this little area. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do any cool kicks to like throw the piece of cardboard away. It was gone. Jeremy, it was completely gone.
Where'd you find it?
I didn't find it. I haven't found it. It was never there.
But so you never saw the cardboard. You just felt it.
No, I saw it for a brief instant. I felt the cardboard, you know, stuck to the bottom of my shoe, and that it started producing resistance against the carpet. And then I look up for a second. And I look down. It's gone. And it's nowhere. It's absolutely nowhere.
But you saw the piece.
I saw it. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Did you look under your couch?
I did.
You picked up your couch.
Jeremy, I frantically looked for 5 or 6 minutes for this piece of cardboard.
You walked outside and smoked a cigarette.
No.
And it came off your foot.
What? No. To the yard. No. Mm-hmm. I was coming inside, and then I stepped on the piece of cardboard when I entered the chateau, and then I frantically tried to find it. And then that's when I was like, if this is a fucking glitch in the Matrix.
Did you close the door behind you all the way before you tried to get it off?
Absolutely.
It didn't come off your foot as you were stepping into the chateau?
I entered into the chateau. I closed the door behind me. I took one step. I felt a snag on the bottom of my foot. I looked down. There's a piece of cardboard about this big. I was stuck to the bottom of my shoe, and I look up, and then I look back down, and it's gone. And I hadn't moved. And then I was just like, I look at the bottom of my shoe. I look around my, like, did it slide up my pant leg? I don't know. I checked everywhere. Everywhere. I started adventuring 15, 20 feet out trying to find this piece of cardboard all around the chateau.
You went from one side of your house to the other.
I started scanning. I started a search party to find this piece of cardboard. I looked for 5 or 6 minutes.
I went 20 feet left, 20 feet right. That's the whole thing. And I looked around the whole house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's underneath your mat or something.
No, Jeremy, I checked. I pulled the mat. I went behind the...
Because what happens when you start frantically looking for something is that the things that are so obvious to see... They're not so obvious anymore. You see the stack right there behind you? So I had placed my pack of cigarettes on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked around this room 3 or 4 times. And I just never zoned in on above the stack.
Yeah.
I forgot I put it there. And I walked in this room 3 times.
Yeah.
Looked all around. And I was looking right over it, past it. And then the fourth time I came in, I was like, it's the first thing I saw. I was like, oh, fuck. I do remember putting it on top of that.
Ah, or it was implanted, the memory. They said, oh, there's a glitch. The cigarettes need to be, we'll put them in a weird spot and then implant him with the memory of putting him there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not impossible. It's wild. Sure. So when you go into the concept of consciousness and what it is and how it works, these are the type of theories that you have to, you got to break down. Anything could be possible.
Sounds like communist psyops to me. Trying to make people think that none of this is real, so nothing matters.
Uh-huh.
And nihilism takes over, and people stop doing stuff to work hard and contribute. They just end up being, those are commie socialists.
Leeches.
Who think that we're in a simulation, dude, I guarantee it. There's no hardworking fucking dude out there who's like, you know what? It's a goddamn simulation. None of this. That deer on the wall? Ones and zeros. And then,
we're in a quantum computer.
Yeah. I swear, I saw that deer over there and it disappeared, man. It must be a glitch in the Matrix.
Hey, everybody, it's Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week. It's Poet Christopher. Remember him from the other episode that we just did a little while ago? Yeah, Poet, turns out he makes music, and he was like, yo, play my music. I love what you're doing. Let people hear my music. And so he took advantage of the Majizzy Pod music playing program, which we offer to everyone who makes music. Submit your music to ujah at majizzypod.com. That's ujayeah at mjsypod on all the things. Well, I mean, that's our email, so it's there for everybody. But anyway, we're also brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. You can go on their website. It's dungeonstudios.co and look at the modules that they have. Very rich and compelling stuff. Please check it out. It's very important, especially if you're bored and you want to do something over the weekend with your friends. You can play some modules and find a new exciting way to spend your time instead of doom scrolling on TikTok or whatever the fuck you else you're doing. You know, it's probably not healthy, but being creative and using your mind to play games is very healthy. I guess I would like to take the opportunity to have a PSA on road rage. When you're driving in your car and someone cuts you off or someone does something uncouth on the road that you're not super happy about, you know, just remember it's not that important in the scheme of things. You're still going to get to where you're going. Let's make sure everyone gets to where they're going. And don't get out of your car and use your licensed firearm to murder that person. Right? Just keep that in mind. It's not for that. Responsible gun ownership does not include shooting people that annoy you. There are people that are going to grow up without a father because of it. And family members that are going to mourn the loss of that person because you're too limp dick of a fucking human being to understand that we're all just out here doing our fucking best, okay? If someone cuts you off, yeah, okay, that's fine. You can yell at them from inside your car. And even if it escalates to yelling from outside your car, just remember you need to get to where you're going. They need to get to where they're going, and we can all get to where we're going together without murdering each other, okay? We can do that. I have faith in humanity that we can get to where we're going without killing each other in a fucking road, okay? Seek help if you need it. Shit.
And then you see all these videos on, like, YouTube, and then you can tell some of them are, you know, they're just produced. There was this one compelling one where the guy, like, walks into a reflection. He walks into a reflection, and it's either a very well done, it's like really compelling CGI effects, you know, or the dude walked through a solid window and into the reflection of the window outside, like glitching into the reflection.
That's never happened.
What I'm saying is that's a video that you can watch on YouTube of this happening on a shitty camera.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Yeah, man walks through reflection. So I was watching that video, and it looked really good. Really good. And could be like a filter or something, you know, or something like that. Are you watching it? All right, so Jeremy just saw
that's
the video.
That's not real. That's ridiculous. They even gave it the fucking, like that, it's like the mission in Oblivion where you enter the painting.
Yeah,
everything's painting world.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't glitch through the fucking Matrix. let me see.
It looked really well done, Jeremy.
Yeah, let me see. Nice trick. Dummies will be walking into mirrors now.
Are you going to the comments?
Of course.
That's where the good stuff is.
So, fun fact, this is what's called art. It's a LiDAR camera.
A LiDAR camera?
Yeah. He created a fake. He rendered an area.
Uh-huh.
He rendered the whole area because the LiDAR takes the full scan and does a recreation of what it scanned.
Oh, okay.
So, that's not real.
So he's using technology.
Of course.
Like crazy technology that people really don't have access to make a spooky video.
Yeah. Probably to sell LiDAR cameras or some kind of proprietary app that he has built with his LiDAR camera.
All right, so we've just debunked nothing. Everything's real. We're not in a simulation.
Literally, go if you don't think this. If you don't think you're real, go up to a wall, hold your ears, and smack your head against the wall. Tell me how that. What's that like?
Uh huh.
Because why would they waste time giving us pain receptors?
Right. Well, that's the thing, Jeremy. I can't tell if you have pain receptors. I can only tell if you react to pain. Not. I can't feel your pain. I can only feel my pain.
Because we're individual, completely two separate individual people.
Exactly.
With our separate consciousnesses.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Or we're the same consciousness.
We're a hive mind. We're bugs. We're basically bugs.
We're all either everything. We're all separate. Nothing's real. Everything's real. It's just, why would you have a show about this? It's just like, it's an existential crisis waiting to happen with every episode.
I'm not having a crisis at all.
I'm super chill. I'm enjoying my fake or real life.
Just fucking go to work, losers.
All right, let's try and call at least one psychic, right?
Who are you calling, Miss Natalie?
The Christine something.
Christine Witchington.
Psychic Christine Lynn.
You got any questions loaded up for her?
No.
No.
Tell us. About, wait. Yeah, no, I guess the one question that we need is, what is consciousness?
This mailbox is not currently accepting messages.
Well, shit. Yeah, I don't think that there's a lot of psychics working today, and any of the numbers that are going to be listed online are going to be like, no one's going to answer it.
They're not working on a Sunday.
Widmer Astrology.
Hi, this is Daniela. I'm unable to take...
Dang it. How long are we not recording? Oh, that's fine. We don't need anybody but ourselves, Jeremy. Our cohesive, real thinking beings who have plans for the future and feel love and shame. What are you looking at?
Dick pics.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's some other theories about consciousness, Jeremy? I thought it was really funny that you called a clown. Just ask a clown what is consciousness.
We should call a clown. Call a birthday clown.
Are you looking it up or? Birthday clown. I'm typing clown. It's just not giving me anything. Ah. Ooh, oh, we got clowns. Oh, this one says open, Tommy the Clown.
When you put on your clown makeup and costume, do you feel a shift in your consciousness or a sense of self?
All right, Jeremy, we also have Bella the Clown. Which one, Tommy or Bella?
Let's go with Bella first. Historically, the women always hang up on us.
Hello, it's Bella, and you've reached DTC and Associates, Bella the Clown.
I kind of wanted to hear that.
All right, this is our last chance, Jeremy. We got Tommy the Clown. Come on, Tommy. Answer the phone, Tommy.
Hello, you reach Tommy the Clown office. You want to book a party? Leave a message over the tone.
Hold on.
Somebody will call you back for faster service. Make sure you text this number so we can get right back to you. God bless you all. Keep them first, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love that guy.
He's a black birthday clown. Do you think he puts on white face?
I'm sure he does, and he sounds like a wonderful individual.
Yeah, we should have left a message.
What am I going to fucking say?
Maybe he'll get right back to you.
No, we don't have time for that.
He's looking at his emails right now.
Why do these, they say open, and yet they don't answer. A fancy feathers clown says it's open. Tell me more.
I got an idea.
They're in Miami. Oh, Ziggy the Clown? Ziggy the Clown. The photo is of an apartment building. This is where Ziggy the Clown lives. I'm not allowed within 15 miles of a school zone. Oh, Johi the Clown? 115 reviews, 5 stars. That clown is fucking... That clown's got it on lock.
And what he's got?
Johi the Clown. Is this a hot clown? I think I would date this clown, Jeremy.
You see? Dude, call her. Is that Bella?
No, that's Johi.
Call Johi.
Hey, Johi.
I want to know a little bit about your consciousness.
I'm going to call this clown. Could be Johi. These clowns don't want to work.
I want to hear this.
Thank you for calling Johi the Clown, where children's fun and entertainment never ends. Sorry we missed your call. Please leave a detailed message
with
your name, your number, and the date, time, and location of your event. And Johi will get back to you as soon as possible. For your convenience, hablamos español.
I just want to listen to the...
No, you cut off her speaking Spanish.
I don't want to hear that.
In her Johi clown voice.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Dónde está la children? ¿Dónde está la mijos?
I just want to hear these clowns, all their voicemails. They all have music and stuff.
Hey, Mike, I got a number for you.
Oh, you got me a number?
Yeah. This is a circus.
Hi, you've reached Venardo's Circus. We're really not the voicemail type, but we're happy to chat with you all day online through Facebook or email. You can email us at...
We don't want to talk to you motherfuckers.
Please don't come to our circus.
Michael wants to fuck a clown.
This is a front for drugs ring. We sell methamphetamines. All right, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Let's do this one.
Who's this?
I'm going to get callbacks from like 8 clowns
so
today.
Many clowns are going to
I'm going to get so many calls from clowns.
All right. I'm looking at circuses, and then I'm thinking if that doesn't work, we call the movie theater.
You just want to call a movie theater and ask them a weird question out of context.
Call Dunkin' Donuts.
Ask them Excuse me.
Feel about consciousness.
What is consciousness? I don't know, just like thinking, I think, right? Like your brain is
your mind.
I think
my boss should consciously give me a raise. What about the Great Benjamin Circus?
Sure, Jeremy.
They're a circus. They have clowns. It says they have hilarious clowns. Ask if we can speak with one of the clowns.
Hello. You have reached Straw House Ticketing and the Circus Ticketing Hotline.
It's like it's
All
Sunday
of our representatives
or something.
Are busy serving other customers.
Bullshit.
Or you've reached us outside of our normal
All right,
business
hours. Mike, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call a church.
I'm not calling a church. I'm not doing it.
You're going to have to
I call don't. A church. I don't want to do that. And plus, I can't be. They're all in sermons right now.
Call a synagogue.
Yeah, they're not open.
They're not doing shit.
But they're also not, there's no one there. Well, the Messianic, no, even they worship on Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be on, and Sunday. They do both. They do Saturday, Sunday.
I don't know. I don't care anymore about calling a clown. I've given up. Jeremy, the only reason that it's failed is because we're recording on a Sunday.
Yeah.
We've been thrown off.
What if you call the world famous clown motel?
Okay.
In Nevada.
Yep. I'll take the number, please. Clown hotel? So, surely you have some bookings, correct? You literally have an entire building filled with clowns. Just hold the phone out and say, who wants to take this call? Oh, it's a clown-themed hotel, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a hotel filled with clowns.
I mean...
That they can't, their number one patrons are clowns. That's not what you're presenting to me. You're presenting to me a bullshit Motel 8 that they shoved a giant cardboard clown on the front of and then filled it with clown memorabilia. And the rooms are all wacky and wild.
One.
Yep.
775-13. Just a motel.
Sorry, our office is closed.
What?
From 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Jeremy, it's Sunday. We're screwed.
It's a motel.
We're not calling anybody today. Right? They only let people stay there Monday through Saturday. And they better get the fuck out because on Sundays it's a rave.
It's clowning
party.
Day.
It's clowning day. That's actually when we let all the clowns go.
That's when the clowns have to feed.
they need some sunlight to survive. All right, well, we're Michael and Jeremy, still your podcast. Consciousness, whatever it is, it's all around us. It's inside you and your friends and dog, probably. Your grandma knows all about it. Ask her. I guarantee you that she'll give you knowledge about consciousness. You know, there's some smart people out there, but even they don't really know.
right? And that's why the show Live Stream of Consciousness is so entertaining. It's everybody spouting out their opinions. I shared many of those possibilities with you today, many of which you had no idea about. The Clownverse, you know, are we in a matrix? Are you me and I'm you? Are none of us here? It's all a question. Tune in next week as we talk about Star Wars. you can go to our website, www.mjzypod.com. If you have a band and you want that band to be featured as our band of the week or artist, we need some hip hop. You got some sick bars? We'll play it on the show. Go to our website. It'll walk you through how to get us your music and stuff like that. We'll get you on the roster. We also play all of our bands on our playlist, Majizzy Playlist. We have a phone number, Jamie. What's the phone number?
Huh?
What's our phone number?
It's 283.
Nope, 903-287-0660. If you leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Much like this one. Sorry, Justin.
Hey, Michael and Jeremy, listen, before I begin this, I want you to open your phone and Google the maned wolf. My wife just showed me a picture of this creature, and I couldn't be more filled with hatred. I couldn't be more filled with hatred. Michael knows specifically, but I have always hated the platypus for the monstrosity that it is. But the platypus just gained one position in the hierarchy because of the maned wolf and the freaking terrible monstrosity that it is.
That's what he's saying.
The video that she showed me describes it as a horse, fox, hyena, deer, dog. And let me tell you, that is putting it nicely, because this thing sucks. It sucks. It doesn't have, there's not a single redeeming quality about this thing. I encourage you, please look at the pictures. It's a Buick on stilts with fur.
It's a Buick on stilts with fur. The maned wolf, is that what it was?
Yeah, M-A-N-N-E-D.
Yeah.
Look that up.
It's a horrible monstrosity. Well, thank you, Justin, for your voicemail. I'll play yours, stranger, if you send us one to that phone number, 903-287-0660. What else? Email the show, UHJYEAH, if you have a podcast that you want us to steal, or if you want to be a guest on our show, or if you want to send us, Jeremy really wants some artwork.
Yes, I do.
That we can post on social media or something, I guess. So if you want to send us your artwork, make videos, animate our intros.
That'd be super cool.
I'm still waiting for somebody to take our intros and just animate them on YouTube.
Hey, Mike, call this number real quick.
Okay.
1772.
Who's this?
I don't know. I'm hoping it works.
Call immediately ended. I mean.
What?
Immediately.
Oh, Deuce. I'm sorry. 772. Four.
That's a completely different number.
Mm-hmm.
Tukey? We're running out of time. Our next show's in 15.
Mm-hmm.
I want a cigarette.
Me too.
This is a terrible idea to do this.
I just really was hoping this one last person would answer their phone. I like his name too.
Hi, this is Jody, and also known as Tukey the Clown. You've reached my...
So Jody is Tukey without the clown makeup on. The alter ego. Anyway, we're Michael and Jeremy, Steal Your Podcast, and...
really bum me out.
Fucking listen to our... Give us 5 stars, please, on everything that you listen to us on. Unless you're listening it on, like, the radio, the normal terrestrial radio. You can't really give us a rating. But you can listen to the show. You know, we get Nielsen stuff, so... As long as you're listening, I guess, that's cool. Support our show. Go buy a sticker or a magnet. I'm still sitting on a bunch of those. They're $5, damn it. Get a sticker, slap it on your car. It's got a QR code so people can find our website. Spread the show. Help us. You listen. You like it. Help us. A rap, please. Jeremy, what else?
We're having a competition for somebody to make us a theme song.
We are?
I don't know.
I think, wait, didn't you bring that up?
With I did.
Somebody? Uh-huh. You just brought it up. I was like, what is that?
He made music. I was like, well, this is a good opportunity.
Wasn't it Nerdlinger?
Yeah, probably. Hey, guys, if you just, you know.
Anyway.
If you're bored.
Yeah, if you're bored, make something. We'll share it with the world. Promote it and stuff. Just make sure it doesn't suck, or if it does, I don't care. I like when people make things.
To promise to never record this early again.
Go to our Patreon page. We have extra content, interviews with the shows that we steal, extra stuff that me and Jeremy do. One time I wrote a D&D one-shot, really hammered. It's called Michael's Drunk Adventure, and then we played it drunk, so nothing sober went into that at all. we also have an exclusive that we might be working on, in which case that would also hit Patreon, but we might give you all a taste of it. That's coming down the pipeline here in the next couple of months. Something big, something people have been asking us for. So I don't want to put into it. I don't want to give you too much info, but get on that Patreon. Get that extra content.
We buried a treasure.
We also buried a treasure in an unknown location and have been releasing clues throughout certain episodes and our social medias. So follow our Facebook. Most of the clues have been on Facebook. Actually, I think all of the clues, except for the ones in our episodes, have been exclusively on Facebook.
I heard a clue on an episode.
Yeah?
Couldn't decipher it.
No, you couldn't.
No. Oh. Someone better than me is going to have to find that thing.
And then decipher it.
Yep.
With technology.
Because I don't even know where it's buried.
Yeah, I didn't tell Jeremy. That would have been crazy. He'd tell everyone.
The first person who walks up and says they're a fan.
I'll take a large number one, and there's a buried treasure at this coordinate.
Do you like diamonds?
Yep, gold, silver, diamonds, and the legendary thought lost to time Blackbeard's dildo. Mm-hmm. There's an 8-inch wooden dick in that box, yep, guys,
found
for
it,
real.
Found it right here on the treasure coast.
That's right. It's washed up on the beach. Anyway. Spotify, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme. Get our episodes all in one spot. If you use Spotify, you can go to that channel, link your Patreon page, and just listen to everything in one spot. All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy. Right, that's a lot of shit.
It's a lot.
Right. Peace.
Bye.
Be me and be free. I'm not part of this bureaucracy. And I don't want to die, not ever. It is true, nor do you. Still, it's what we all must go through. And I don't want to die, not ever. I want to live forever. I want to live forever. Oh, yeah. I want to live forever. We die and there is the end. It's the cold, sad truth of life, my friend. And I just wanna live forever. Be me and being free, not part of this bureaucracy. And I don't wanna die, not ever. It is true, no. Still, it's what we all must go through. And I don't wanna die, not ever. I wanna live forever. I wanna live forever. Oh, yeah. I wanna live forever. Forever, forever, forever. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a good show, Jeremy.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
The penetration of the mind.
Lots of introspective thoughts.
That's right. You did a great job.
Thanks, man.
Come in.
Who are you guys?
We're Michael and Jeremy.
Don't you remember?
Oh, you brought us our coffee.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, what? Where the hell did I get this stuff? I don't understand what's going on.
You got a hickey on your neck that wasn't there before.
I recognize that hickey anywhere. That's the big gay barista hickey.
Not that guy.
Well, thank you for the coffee. And actually, you can have your... how much does he know? Well, I guess we could just leave. Yeah. We don't have to give him an explanation.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Ooh, so I don't know what's going on, but I've got three coffees in front of me, and I'm just going to end my show here, I guess, and try to figure out what the hell's going on.
Hey, has anyone ever told you you'd look better with just a mustache?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. All right, we'll cut that there.
Okay.
That was great.
This is pretty good for waking up 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, we'll cut it.
Cut it. Add sound effects. Maybe an exploding helicopter in the background. Train whistle.
Oh, my God. How did-